Forget luck or insider connections. The stock market isn't a casino. It's a battlefield where winners follow proven systems based on over a century of market data. What makes certain stocks skyrocket while others crash and burn? After analyzing every major market winner since 1880, patterns emerge that predict spectacular rises with remarkable consistency. Warren Buffett acknowledges the value of this approach because it works through bull markets and devastating crashes alike. The secret isn't about gambling on hot tips or following the crowd. It's about recognizing the DNA of winning stocks before they make their biggest moves. Imagine having X-ray vision that reveals which stocks are about to explode higher. That's what the CAN Slim system provides. 7 critical traits found in virtually every market-beating stock before its major advance. When Dell Computer began its spectacular rise in the 1990s, its quarterly earnings had jumped 92%, 142%, and 130% in consecutive quarters. That's the C, current earnings, in action. The A represents annual earnings growth of at least 25% over 3 years, separating excellent companies from one-hit wonders. What about return on equity? The best performers show ROEs of 17-50%, revealing how efficiently they use shareholders' capital. What truly drives explosive growth? New products, management, or industry conditions? The N factor. Think of how Apple transformed from struggling computer maker to global giant through revolutionary products like the iPhone. Supply and demand factors, S, focus on trading volume. When mutual funds start accumulating shares, their buying power creates the demand needed to drive prices higher. The strongest stocks in the strongest industries consistently outperform by enormous margins. That's leadership. Finally, align with the market's direction, M, as 75% of stocks follow the general trend. Chart patterns aren't tea leaf reading. They're visual representations of supply and demand, showing when big investors are accumulating shares. The most reliable pattern is the cup with handle, resembling a coffee cup viewed from the side. This formation typically develops over 3 to 6 months, with a small final shakeout, the handle, before the breakout. When a stock breaks through its pivot point, volume should increase at least 40-50%, signaling institutional buying. Here's the market's great paradox. What seems too high and risky usually goes higher, while what seems low and cheap often goes lower. About 95% of investors fear buying at new high prices, creating opportunity for those who understand these patterns. What makes these formations so valuable is their consistency across market history. The same patterns that launched massive moves in Bethlehem Steel in 1915 continue to work for modern leaders like Tesla because they reflect unchanging human emotions of fear and greed playing out in the market. Imagine having a weather forecast for the stock market. Not perfect prediction, but reliable signals for major storms and sunny periods. The key to identifying market tops is watching for distribution days, when major indexes close lower on heavier volume than the previous day. After 4 or 5 such days within a month, the market almost always turns down. This pattern preceded every significant market decline for over a century, including the devastating crashes of 2000 and 2008. Market bottoms show the opposite pattern. Follow-through days with significant gains on heavier volume at least 4 days into a rally attempt. No new bull market in history has begun without this confirmation signal. While perfect timing is impossible, recognizing major trend changes through these objective criteria can save you from catastrophic losses. Approximately 60% of informed investors sold stocks and raised cash before the serious 2008 market decline. Remember, a 33% decline requires a subsequent 50% gain just to break even. The myth that you can't time the market primarily serves to keep investors fully invested through devastating bear markets. Even brilliant stock selection fails without proper money management. The most crucial rule is also the hardest to follow. Always cut losses at 7 to 8% below your purchase price, without exception. This discipline prevents small, manageable losses from becoming devastating ones. The mathematics are compelling. A 25% loss requires a 33% gain to break even, while a 50% loss requires a 100% gain. On the profit side, take gains of 20-25% from most stocks, as research shows they typically pull back after rising this amount. The exception? When a stock rises 20% within just 1 to 3 weeks of breakout, hold for at least 8 weeks to capture potentially much larger gains. Contrary to conventional wisdom, wide diversification is a substitute for knowledge. For investors with $20,000 to $200,000, limit holdings to 4 to 5 carefully chosen stocks. Even million-dollar portfolios rarely need more than 6 to 7 well-selected securities. The big money comes from concentration with sound buy-sell rules and realistic market understanding. The greatest challenge in investing isn't finding good stocks, it's managing your own psychology. The most devastating mistake is refusing to cut losses quickly, often stemming from ego attachment and the mistaken belief that falling stocks must eventually recover. Human emotions make us reluctant to accept small losses, so we wait until losses become devastating. We also tend to buy declining stocks, mistaking them for bargains, and average down rather than up, following losers with good money. Successful investors develop strict discipline to follow proven rules rather than emotions. They implement automatic stop-loss orders and predetermined exit strategies before entering positions. Many create detailed trading journals to track emotional states and decision-making processes. Intelligence and education don't guarantee market success. The 2008 financial crisis showed how even brilliant people can make catastrophic mistakes. The most successful investors combine unwavering conviction in their strategy with the humility to admit mistakes quickly. They understand market psychology moves in cycles of fear and greed, positioning themselves contrary to the crowd's emotional extremes. The true power of investing emerges through compounding over time. Consider this: $10,000 invested in a growth fund averaging 15% annually grows to $1.28 million over 35 years. Adding regular $2,000 annual contributions potentially increases this to over $3 million. Starting early is crucial. Waiting just 5 years could reduce final returns by 40% or more. For those willing to learn the CanSlim system, rewards can be even greater. One documented account grew from $850 to over $51,653 in 25 years, a nearly 50-fold gain. The records reveal approximately 20 successful trades balanced by 20 losing ones, but with average profits of 20% versus average losses of just 7%. This demonstrates the key principle: cut losses at 7 to 8% while letting winners run. Success requires more than stock selection. It demands emotional discipline, proper money management, and a systematic approach. Start with a small portion of capital while learning, gradually increasing position sizes as experience grows. Remember that protecting capital during major downturns is just as important as capturing upside during bull markets. The most successful investors combine thorough research with emotional control and unwavering adherence to their trading rules, regardless of market conditions or external pressures.